This will be the last of my messages for a while. It is offered in love and light and truth, with blessings from the masters of the realms of Shambhala and the archangelic continuum. I am Saint Germain, master of the seventh ray, patron of the violet flame. And as always, it is a pleasure and a delight to be offered this opportunity to communicate. As I speak, the war in Ukraine rages on. It is not the only crisis in your world. You are emerging from a global pandemic, and many of you now are facing crisis in regards to the cost of living, and crisis in regards mental and physical health. There are other wars that rage across your world, other countries that are poised in fighting each other, disquiet, unrest, political, social, and religious. A phrase that is often used at this moment in time is unprecedented. And yet, if you were to look backwards in history, you would find other moments where mankind was similarly faced with multiple difficulties. Granted, they might be less complicated than the ones that you face now. But nevertheless, for those people who journeyed through them, they were equally as challenging, equally as difficult. What is important at this moment in time, then, is the continuance of the light workers of the world to send thoughts and energy of peace and light and blessing, prayers and visions of manifestation for a world of harmony out into the universe. We understand how difficult this can be, as a prolonged attempt, lightworkers can feel beset with feelings of futility. They can feel exhausted, trying to maintain a consistent approach when there are so many other demands taking their time and energy, spiritual and mundane, as well, of course, as their own ascension processes and spiritual evolution. My advice to you then is this: try not to focus on the individual problems, but see the problem as a whole. What your world needs at this moment in time, politically, religiously, environmentally, is harmony, is peace, is light, is hope, is the manifestation of the new world order, the new eon. the new paradigm of creation. What I would encourage you to do then, if you do not feel capable of focusing in so many different directions at once, is to, on a daily basis, focus on this grand and greater plan. This vision of unified hope for the world. Build it into your daily spiritual practice. Make it part of what you do every day. However long or little you have to do it in, knowing, believing, trusting that every little counts in the manifestation of the divine order, that light is accumulative. And if all you can afford is 5 or 10 minutes, then this will play its part. If on other days you can linger longer, then all for the greater good. But nothing is wasted. Nothing is lost. And if you find that you cannot continue with a particular method, if your mind wanders, if you become distracted or bored, then trust your intuition and improvise. Hold the intent of what you seek to do and let your mouth find the words to conceive and bring into being the focus of your desire. But to begin with, here is a launching point, some guidance, some simple inspiration. Light a candle. Candle flame helps to anchor the spiritual current on earth, and it will also give you something to focus on whilst you say your prayer. Secondly, call upon those presences or powers that you work with or feel affinity to, whether that be we masters, or whether that be the archangels, or whether that be the divine, or a specific god form, or goddess form, of course. If you feel so inclined to call upon all of these beings, then do so. If you feel inclined to call upon none of them, but rather to call out to the universe, then do so. If each day it changes, then worry not. Follow your heart. Follow your intuition. But call upon assistance to aid you. Thirdly, envision the world as you would have it be. A world in harmony, a world of peace, a world of unity, where everyone has food and water and power, where everyone lives in abundance, in peace with their neighbour, where the earth itself is healthy and well and green, where everything flows in accordance with the will of the divine, and there is tolerance and love. Let your mind linger over these ideals and conceive them in whichever way you can. Focus on the solution and not the problem. If you want to concentrate your thoughts upon Ukraine, then see it healthy and well. See it at peace. See it being reborn. See the members of the United Nations, of the European Union, of the different countries of the world in harmony and lockstep with each other, seeking solutions for the planet, solutions for the cost of living crisis. See, people helping people in love and truth. And let these intentions, these visions, find words in your mouth. Simple words. Peace, love, harmony, unity, rebirth. Let them flow as sentences, but state them in the present tense as an affirmation. I see a world of love and light, where all are in harmony, where all are healthy and well, where all live in peace and joy with each other. Make statements in the now and focus on your vision. Try and let the words come from your heart and let your intent magnify the power of the spiritual light that you have called upon and the power of your spiritual light that you channel through your intent. When you are done, however long or little this has taken, end with a phrase such as, "Let this then be so, in accordance with the will divine, for the greater good of all and to harm none." And then blow out your candle or snuff it out safely with your fingers and go about your day. It is easy to believe, because of how the world is at this moment in time, that what you endeavour to do is nothing more than wishful thinking. People may say to you, the world needs more than prayers and wishes. And it does. It needs action and love. But that action, that love, that peace comes from somewhere. And the somewhere that it comes from is intent. It is desire. It is the energy of will. It is the atmosphere that encourages and invokes these things within the heart and mind and spirit of humanity. And that is what you can contribute to and help to provide. My final words are these. You are not alone in your endeavours. Although it may be difficult at times to find them, there are others of like mind and heart, such as yourself. Reach out to them if you feel lost or lonely on this path. Use the technology of your world to do so. But know too that there are those in spirit who work tirelessly too to help bring about the desire of peace on earth, the masters and the angels, the divine, the spirit world. Reach out to them too to aid you, to bolster you, to comfort you, to give you strength, to give you encouragement. These presences wait for your call, but they cannot interfere without your invitation. Remember this, it is vital, it is important. Reach out to them when you are in need and trust that they will hear your call and come. Take then these words of love and light. Go forwards in peace and truth. And know that we are ever with you. I am the Master Saint Germain. And I leave you with my blessing and my love.